News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A winter weather advisory is up for Marathon County, which includes areas Clark, Taylor, Langlade, and Lincoln counties. Areas to the north, including Oneida County, are under a winter storm warning. Melody Lovin is a forecaster for the National Weather Service, and she says she understands that a late season round of snow is not too popular.
You know, many areas were in the 50s and even 60s last week, so a lot of people don't really want to believe what's in the forecast, and I certainly understand that.
It is already snowing in western Wisconsin. For areas to our north, the heaviest snowfall will come this afternoon into tonight and tomorrow morning. Wind gusts of 30 miles per hour as well. Track it with our real-time weather radar. Zoom into street level of your neighborhood at WSAU.com/weather. Jury deliberations continue this morning in the Mark Buckeye murder trial. Buckeye testified yesterday morning, and closing arguments were heard yesterday afternoon. Special Prosecutor Richard Dufour outlined his case to the jury for nearly 2 hours. The defense summation lasted just 13 minutes. Attorney James Leck says despite all those police resources, the prosecution hasn't proved its case.
What you haven't seen here is any physical evidence linking Mark Buckeye to the death of his wife.
The jury was sequestered in a Merrill hotel overnight, and their deliberations are scheduled to resume at 8 o'clock this morning. One of three people believed to be responsible for illegally cashing a woman's Social Security checks for nearly 35 years is going to prison.
73-year-old Ronald Disher was convicted of helping his wife Dolores and brother-in-law Charles Jost cash checks belonging to Marie Jost since about 1980. Disher reached a plea deal with prosecutors in February and was sentenced yesterday for endangering safety with a weapon and disorderly conduct. He will serve 4.5 years in prison. These charges were because of Disher's threats to officers trying to investigate his mother-in-law Marie Jost's disappearance at his property. Disher will receive credit for 593 days already spent in the county jail. He will be responsible for $175,000 in restitution. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
And then there's the Marshfield man accused of stealing money from his elderly father, and the money was spent on an internet scam, including the Nigerian lottery, a notorious online hoax. 74-year-old Delbert Wheeler was given control of his 96-year-old father's finances in 2010. Police then received an anonymous complaint from a woman who suspected that the father was being taken advantage of. Prosecutors have charged Wheeler with felony theft from a business setting. He claimed that his father gave him a $30,000 gift and that he took $6,000 a year from the account as a fee for work that he'd done. Overall, $54,000 is missing. Wheeler told police that he spent between $30,000 and $40,000 playing lottery-like games online from Nigeria and from Australia. A dramatic rescue operation is underway after a ferry with more than 400 people on board sank off the South Korean coast that's northwest of Seoul. Reporter Don Kirk says there's been a miscount of the number of people rescued.
They apparently made a terrible miscalculation. They were double counting. They originally said, well, 368 had been rescued and we're trying to find another 100 or so more. Well, actually, many of those 368 were counted twice. And so they recently came up on a news conference and said that they'd made an awful mistake and as many as 300 are still missing.
So at this hour, it's not clear how many people were on board the ferry. There are other reports saying that it was overloaded. Police have a man in custody in connection with one of two unattended backpacks left near the finish line of the Boston Marathon yesterday. Boston's police superintendent Randy Halstead says this apparently is a hoax.
One of my officers who's assigned here to Copley Square noticed an individual walking down Boylston Street barefoot, with a black coat on and a knapsack, acting suspiciously.
Police say the backpacks were not filled with explosives. They were filled with confetti. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Winter storm warning is up this morning for Ashland, Florence, Forest, Iron, Oneida, Price, and Vilas counties. Winter weather advisory for Clark, Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, and Taylor counties. Snow developing this morning and being with us through much of the day in Marathon County and areas south, changing over to rain this afternoon with a high near 40, accumulating snow through the Northwoods. Scattered snow showers tonight with a low in the lower 20s. Leftover flurries tomorrow, then partial clearing and warmer with highs reaching the mid-40s. Get weather alerts, watches, and warnings right to your cell phone. Text the word SEVERE to 39327 from WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.